When the mid-1970s rolled around, Chillicothe football was having pretty good seasons, but hadn't won a state championship since 1972. In 1975, the team was coming off a 6-3 season. With talent returning, another good season looked promising. When the starters were announced for their first season, a few fans couldn't believe their eyes when Coach Fairchild started at right defensive end. A freshman! This, however, was no average freshman. David McCoubrey was already a decent-sized football player at 6 feet and 185 pounds as a freshman. Playing with his older brother Dana, the McCoubreys were a force on defense, with David earning first-team all-conference as a freshman on a team that again finished 6-3. In the next season, David added fullback to his duties in addition to defensive end. David's first 100-yard rushing game was a 34-0 win at Savannah, gaining 119 yards and 16 carries and 2 touchdowns. Older brother Dana was also receiving plenty of time and carries as well on offense and was a force on defense. David McCoubrey was all-conference and all-district running back and defensive end and earned first-team all-state honors as a defensive end and second-team all-state running back with 806 yards rushing on 121 carries. The team finished 9-2 and were NCMC champions. In David's junior season and brother Dana's senior season in 1977, David moved to fullback on offense and linebacker on defense. David's best game at fullback was 200 yards and 19 carries against Trenton with 1 touchdown. Team finished 7-2 in a tough season and a difficult NCMC conference, finishing in third place. David McCoubrey had 1,048 yards and 148 carries that year and led the team in receiving yards with 198 yards and 13 catches. He scored 12 touchdowns, 4 conversions, again, all-state first team, running back and linebacker. As a senior, David McCoubrey moved back to halfback and stayed at linebacker. He had back-to-back 200-plus rushing yard games. In the Show Me Bowl played in Chillicothe, McCoubrey was held out of the end zone until the fourth quarter, but his 209 yards rushing led the team to a 42-0 win over Washington, and his linebacker play helped hold Washington to just 2 first downs and 63 total yards. He was once again a two-position All-State first-team player. His 2,024 rushing yards that season is still a school record, and his 3,878 career rushing yards is still second place all-time in Hornets history. His 15 consecutive 100-yard games in the 77-78 seasons is still a school record. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.